Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good to have you with us on a Monday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Got the whole crew here, ready for another week. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you what is ahead on Bet Sweats. We've also got our best bets and the doctor as well. Did you see the video yesterday of Howie Roseman, the GM for the Eagles, texting in the press box? Texting with his index fingers? Like, have you ever seen anyone text like that? Like literally just index fingers down, like a child. I've never seen that in my life. Don't we all text with our thumbs, right? You hold your phone like a normal person, like a human, and text like this? Like texting with index fingers, is that a thing? Should I be doing this? Is this something I need to know about?
No, I don't think Howie Roseman is like setting the precedent for like tech savviness. Yeah, I don't know. Like I had to do it myself. I'm like, do I type with my thumb? But you're right. The only equivalent I've seen to this is watching my husband type on a computer.
Oh.
And he does the same thing.
Tick, tick,
and you're like,
tick,
sweetie,
tick.
You have to learn to type with all of your fingers. Even if it's not fast, like this is something you gotta learn. Like I understand that like you know, words per minute is not maybe a useful skill in the year 2025, but like
yeah.
When you're typing with one finger on each hand and you're trying to do a whole term paper, that gonna take forever.
Oh, I think it is useful in a big way, particularly if you're in the business world. Like if you're constantly typing out documents or emails, like you've got to be able to have some sort of typing skill set if you want to be efficient. Otherwise, it'll take forever. Like I look at Catherine's email inbox and it's the most stressful thing I've ever seen. Like I'm the most organized person I know to a fault. Like I'm a total nerd in that aspect and she's super organized and I can't keep up with the number of folders, subfolders, drafts, things to be sent. Like it's wild and she can type really fast and so can I, but I can't even imagine trying to keep up at that pace because once you send, for every email you send, it's another like four or five back. It's wild.
I do think now with technology, though, there are ways around being a bad typer or typist. Mm. Because people have voice to text, right? Like, I have a friend that does this for texts. So her texts are like three pages long. And you're like, listen, I ain't reading all that, especially when I'm busy during the day. But I do think there's ways around it. Like, you don't necessarily have to be a good typist.
I mean, if you're just responding to texts, sure. But if you're typing emails constantly, you probably got to have a little more skills than just, like, ticky-tacking at a keyboard. I don't know. Maybe it's just I've watched Catherine too much. But as many things as she has to type and as quickly as she has to type to get things out, like, if you're able to do that without being a good typist, like, good on you. I couldn't do it. I'd get totally stressed out and overwhelmed. But you know what? To each his own. Also, it's not really my world, so what do I know? There's probably ways to do it that I don't even know of. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm at the point where mm-hmm. there's maybe there's some sort of program. I mean, Copilot or ChatGPT or something where maybe you put information in and boom, it spits it back and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah, you can just do type to text and then correct your errors, you know? And here's the thing. It just feels like certain skills are being phased out because, like, how many people have corporate jobs where you need to know, like, Microsoft Office? Like, I understand Catherine does, but, like, there are so many other careers in life where it's just not super necessary.
Yeah, if you're in the corporate world, you've got to know that stuff. Like, it's wild. But if you're outside of that, then you're good. But, man, right. In the corporate world, they go into, you know, it's a lot. It's PowerPoint, it's Word, it's Teams, it's Excel. Like, my head spins. If I add two numbers in two Excel boxes, I'm like, yeah, look at that. Nailed it. You know, I don't know how people do it, but good on them. Just not my speed. Thankfully, our numbers are all about sports wagering at BetMGM. All right, coming up next on Bet Sweats, Sammy P and Joe O recap the weekend's football results and give their favorite Major League Baseball plays and Monday Night Football plays as well. And then Mia O'Brien will join the show at 11 o'clock. The slate is clean, so let's pick some winners.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, start us off 1-0.
Yeah, best bet of the night is going to be Patrick Mahomes over his rushing attempt prop of 4.5 for -118. It feels to me like I like betting on things that have a high floor. And we have seen Patrick Mahomes, no matter what the game script is, he has rushed at least 4 times in every single game this year. And that's a theme that we've seen, is that Patrick Mahomes has taken over the offense when it needs to have a little spark to it. And here's the thing. Desperation goes into quarterback rush attempts as well, and maybe the Chiefs aren't quote-unquote desperate, but they are 2-2. They need wins on the season, and we've seen this from Patrick Mahomes, where he's hit this in 3 of 4 games. In the games that have been close, and if odds makers are correct, and the line is 3.5 in this one, if we get a game that's not a blowout, in those type of games, Patrick Mahomes has well exceeded this number. Had 6 carries for 57 yards in a loss to the Chargers. Had 7 carries for 66 yards against the Eagles. And even in that 22-9 win over the Giants, where that game wasn't really close, he rushed it 5 times. So I think this has a high floor. And I think Patrick Mahomes is going to feast with his legs against a good defense in the Jags in a game that they absolutely have to win. So let's go Patrick Mahomes over his rushing attempts prop of 4.5 for -118.
All right. I'm going to start with baseball, and then I will go to Monday Night Football. Brewers on the money line taking on the Cubs. We got Shota going for the Cubbies, Aaron Ashby going for the Brewers. On its surface, you think, okay, this seems like an advantage for Chicago and Shota Imanaga, but Shota has not been great late in the season. If you look at his last 7 outings, he's given up at least 2 runs in all 7. During that time, his...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ERA has jumped from 3.15 to 4.50. I think the advantage goes to the Brewers. Aaron Ashby is the opener for the Brew Crew. He's not going to go long in this game. I believe his outs prop is set at 5, and I believe he's going to hand the ball off to Quinn Priester, one of the better starters in Major League Baseball, certainly a linchpin of that rotation for Milwaukee. And even if Priester doesn't go, the Brewers' bullpen, going back to the regular season, third-best bullpen in the National League. Now, I will say this is your sabotage factor. Imanaga has faced Milwaukee 3 times this season, allowed 8 runs over 7 2/3, or 17 2/3. So he's been very solid against them, but I don't trust his current form. And as we know, the Brewers have been exceptional in Milwaukee this season, 52-29 at home during the regular season, third best record in the majors. So let's go Brewers on the money line at -125 today against the Cubbies.
Yeah, it's going to be a squad play, because for me, it's the Cubs and the fact that their depth has already been tested. Like, even in the wild card round, they had a bullpen game, the second game of the wild card round. So they've had more wear and tear on their bullpen than the Brew Crew, who was sitting around and resting up. And here's the other thing about Milwaukee. This is not a team that's overvalued. In fact, you know, they have a winning record this year as underdogs. This is not a team that people want to bet on, but when they do, you know, the Brewers reward you nicely. When they are favored, 60-35 this year. When they're at home, like you mentioned, 53-29. And here's the thing about the Cubs. Their home field advantage is real, at least when it comes to their record. They are 52-32 this year at home, but when they're on the road, like they'll be tonight, just 42-40. And as underdogs this year, 18-26. So situationally speaking, this feels like a bad spot for the Cubs. Great price on the Brew Crew today, the team with the best run differential in all of baseball. So Brew Crew at -125, adding that to the card as well.
All right. Okay, I've talked enough about it, so it's time for me to put my money where my mouth is. Jags, +3.5, hosting the Chiefs. Oh, I know. This is going to be a Kansas City blowout, isn't it? I just don't think so. I think the Chiefs are overvalued right now. And yes, that was an impressive win against the Ravens last week. But in retrospect, is it as good as we thought? Because the Ravens were missing 7 starters on defense by the end of that game. They also had Lamar Jackson. They got blown out. And now, based on what we saw yesterday against the Texans, maybe Baltimore just sucks this year. So I think the market is overvaluing the Chiefs in this spot. Look, they're still the second favorite to win the AFC, so it's not like people aren't putting money on Kansas City. They are. The game script here, if you're the Jags, is to feed Travis Etienne and to keep this game close. Make sure you don't have a shootout between Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes. And when you look at both of these defenses at the total defense rankings, Jacksonville and Chiefs, pretty much both middle of the road. Very similar. I like the home team here. I think Jacksonville makes sure Etienne gets his carries on the ground. They keep it close late. And this is a field goal game. So at 2.5, I like the Chiefs. But at 3.5 at home, I will go against the Jags and believe in Liam Cohen, who says, keep my name out of your mouth. Jacksonville tonight at home.
I wonder if this line moves at all. Or do you think it stands pat at 3.5? Because I would imagine the casual bettors are probably going to be on the Chiefs, but I don't know if it'll move the line.
Yeah, I don't know either. We can ask Joe. Oh, he's coming up here shortly. We'll get his take on. Quick take before we bring in the crew for Bet Sweats, find out what he thinks about tonight. Before that, we got to bring in the Donkster. Donkster, good morning. My Monday MVP comes from the NFL. Okay. Well, who is it? Travis Kelce from the Chiefs. Yeah, but he didn't even play. Well, according to Taylor Swift, he's a cut above. Oh. Well, we're going to have to stop you right there. What a unit! He's your Monday MVP. Okay. Do you have a play for us? I do! Phillies, money line, hosting the Dodgers. Okay, good job. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? For that, we bring in our good friend Joe O. Joe O, how you feeling about tonight's game?
I thought the Donkster's MVP was going to be his guy, Mark Sanchez, but that's a whole other story. Everything going on there. I would say this, that the narrative has been Chiefs offense is back after Worthy came back. How about we remember that they played the Baltimore Ravens? How do they look right now on the defensive side? So maybe that was just as much about the Ravens. I think a lower scoring game. That's where I'm at. This Jaguars defense looks real. They create turnovers at a high rate, something they didn't do last year. So I'm thinking I'm thinking we'll have a lower scoring game than many people expect.
All right. I'm with you.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page, because I will say one thing I do believe in is the Chiefs defense. And I think this is going to be a tall task for the Jags. And here's the other thing, like the Jags, the quarterbacks they have faced, nothing like Patrick Mahomes, like Jake Browning, Bryce Young. So I don't know. We'll see.
Joe O, great to see you. I'm sure you'll talk about Mark Sanchez. We tried to avoid that. That's a hell of a story. Oh, my God. Good to see you, man. Have a great show. That's it for us on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you have a great Monday. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.